What, check? One, two. Also, now I'm like wearing this and I'm realizing how much I fucking hate silver jewelry on me.
It's just not for you.
This is just simply and truly not for
It's
me.
not for you, and that's okay.
That's
Not
okay. I don't
everything
need to
has to be
be.
for you know?
No, you're
We're
right.
just a couple of gold girlies.
Make new friends, but keep the old summer silver
And some are
and summer
gold.
gold.
Here's the thing
One is
is
silver, the other is gold, as it is.
also would have been a red flag because I'm almost certain that Alex got me a platinum band. Like a platinum silver band
Ooh.
from our Oh!
I It's in the keyboard. I can't believe we recorded that whole thing. Chaos.
Already starting off on a good foot.
All right, we're back. We're here. We're going.
We're doing it.
Round two.
And action. Okay. The girls are back together again. The
I
summer
can't
of
tell, but we're in the
TGYNF.
same room.
The summer of TGYNF. And everyone, I'm very happy about how much time we've recorded the podcast in person
It's
this.
been just so lovely.
It's been a delight.
I like that we get to look in each other's eyes while we're sitting at a table,
I
too. Like,
know.
everyone's gonna be like, what are you looking at each other? Okay, we have, I mean, actually a decent agenda today. I didn't think we
We
were
say that
gonna.
every week.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I haven't had a single ounce of brain space to think about F1 for a full week at
I
this
was
point.
gonna
So.
say, I don't think I have really paid attention to F1 since we recorded the podcast last week because I've just been so busy.
So for the first time ever, I did research today to figure out what the heck we were going to talk about.
So, welcome to the TGYNF pod.
TG1F, an F1 podcast with Kate and Nicole. I'm Kate.
I'm Nicole.
And this is our show. We're your host, yada, yada, yada. So we have not really thought, had a like, not one F1 thought in a full week, basically. Because we did have my bachelorette party this weekend. And I'm just going to do a public PSA shout out to both Nicole and my other best friend, Liz. And Liz, if you're listening, this is for you. Who just literally planned the most incredible weekend of my entire life. I had so much fun. I like just literally was just like smiling and laughing. I laughed, I cried, tears of
We
joy.
definitely went through all of the
I went
emotions
through
this
every
weekend.
emotion except for anger.
We did do grief. You and I were grieving the weekend already
Oh
being
my
over.
God. Guys, my bachelorette party started on Thursday and ended on Sunday. And on Friday night, a mere 24 hours after it had started, Nicole and I were laying in bed and we were both just like, I'm so sad it's gonna be over soon. Like, we had a full day left, like a full day and a full night. Like, it was, and I was like, if there has never been anything that is more us than just like being sad about something while we're still in it.
It's what's why we're in therapy and we're working on being in the moment more.
Like,
This
we're
is why we have anxiety because we're so worried about the future all the
all the
time.
time. Like, we were literally just like, wow, I can't believe it's gonna be over in like 48 hours.
So emo.
Like, I'm so embarrassed about it, but it's fine. It was so much fun. I mean, I am sad that it's over. Like, I wish I could relive it 100 times over. If you haven't seen any of the content that's on Instagram on our personals, it was Camp Kate themed, and we had this really awesome house up in like the mountains of New Hampshire, right on the like a huge river in New Hampshire, and the house had like a full game room. Nicole and
It
I
was
spent
sick.
like an hour and a half playing like a gun game. It was like a police
Training
commissioner, police train academy training game.
game.
And I just like to say I get guns now.
Yeah, we get
Second Amendment, I'm into it. The right to bear fake arms in the comfort of my home arcade. We were really good guys. We did get up to the final level, but we just simply couldn't pass it. However, I was just as sweaty as I am after I leave hot yoga. I was like, I
We
hit,
were working
we were
hard.
working. We were in boot camp. We were
Yeah, we
training.
were training. Training day with Will, or yeah, Will Smith. That was us.
it was so fun. So yeah, it had a huge like arcade room. We didn't utilize the arcade room nearly as much as we should have.
Well, we were outside a lot.
It's because we had a sweatshop going on.
Yeah.
In the next room over. We made so many friendship bracelets. We had so many beads and so many like strings and ropes. And some people were making like the threaded friendship bracelets and some people were using beads. And Carly had like 2 pages of orders that she was working on. She was like, I can't hang out, guys. I'm working.
She was working.
And we had a whole day of camp games, which we'll get into a little bit later on mm-hmm. in this podcast. We have a fun segment, but we did things like a 3-legged race and dizzy bat and a 3-hour-long beer pong tournament. Mm-hmm. It was just like genuinely the best weekend of my life. And it was so much fun to just see my friends from so many different walks of life and like time periods of my life be in the same room and talking to each other and laughing and getting along. And it was just like so heartwarming. And so Nicole, thank you very much for planning that. And Liz, if you're listening, thank you for planning. It was like the best weekend ever.
It was my honor.
On my honor. Girl Scout pledge.
Well, next up is your wedding. So can't wait for that. Well, we got your
next
shower first.
Shower, yeah, shower and then wedding. Crazy, but it got me noodling on at some point in life we should definitely during the F1 summer break do like a TGUNF camp TGUNF and get all of our followers to come like rent. We rent a summer camp or something. We just do the same thing.
Oh my god, that'd be so fun.
Literally
though.
So fun.
That'd be so sick.
And it'd be yeah. really great, like a full weekend. Yeah. I mean, it could be a race weekend. Like it would be really fun. Like go to camp during a race weekend and we can like watch the race. I'm noodling on it. So.
Look out, summer 2025, camp TGUNF.
Yeah, 2025. It's got to be 2 years from now. Can't be next year.
Yeah.
We need a couple years to plan.
Yeah, we'll have to get it into gear.
Yeah. We have – this is going to take a lot of work. Nicole's been planning my bachelorette since October. So, yeah, like, we need time.
Please. Please, please, please.
Please just have some grace as we plan this, all right? Anyways, it was best, and we had so much fun, and now we're back on Cape Cod before we jet off to Chicago.
For the weekend.
For the weekend. And then we'll both be back in New York together. Actually, it's so crazy. Nicole and I are moving together. So you guys have no idea. That's what it literally feels like this summer. But yeah, now we're back. And so we haven't really thought about F1 a lot. But we did watch F1 at my bachelorette party. Mm-hmm. I was drunk for it. So
we did watch qualifying. Or no, we watched the sprint race.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly anything that happened. Except I remember that Charles didn't get pole, but because Max had a penalty, mm-hmm. I was like, he did that for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
He did that for me.
He did that for you. That was good.
Yeah.
So we had a pretty mild race. I feel like it was fine. I mean, we say that every week. Obviously, Max won.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise. Red Bull has won every single race this season. So, so, so boring. That's the fact of the season. Obviously Max hasn't won every single one, but almost.
What is that stat I saw that's like Max Verstappen has not been passed.
Overtaken
like all season. Yeah. Like that. Like yeah. Something just absolutely stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just like, okay, great. Another Red Bull win. But I mean, it's interesting if you just discount Red Bull altogether. If we're not even counting Red Bull, yeah. then the races are mildly interesting. I think that there's some good competition, yeah. some healthy competition happening. Was happy to see that Alpine did at least finish the race this weekend. So they're at least getting somewhere, but Otmar's out.
I have so much to discuss on that in a little bit.
Okay, I will get
so
into
much
it.
On it. I did a lot of research. I was deep diving into Otmar. But yeah, like Yuki was in the points. Yeah. I know we're like upset because Danny was not, but like happy for Yuki.
That's
still.
Okay. I still want Yuki to succeed.
Yes. Charles got pole, obviously didn't win the race, but he was on the podium, yep. which I'm like,
which
thank
we'll
God.
Take. We'll take for Kate's bachelorette weekend.
He needed that, and I needed that yep. for him. Mm-hmm. So that was good. Carlos and Oscar had a little entanglement, one might say, at the beginning, and ended up neither of them finishing the race. Obviously, also Carlos really like publicly blamed Oscar, which is fake because it was obviously his pant choice for the weekend. So like that's like super rude of him for like blaming Oscar. Or there are people online like mad at Carlos for like calling out Oscar. Like people are like pissed off at him. So Oscar after the race, like, oh yeah, obviously, like, you know, tried to like do like a bold move, but it like didn't work. And, you know, sorry to Carlos for like, you know, neither of us finished, whatever. And Carlos like posted his Instagram and tweet was like, not a great, or like was, could have been a good race, but Oscar was too optimistic. And then like admitted to like seeing Oscar in his like rearview mirrors and his side mirrors and like knowing he was there, but mm-hmm. just like kind of not caring. He just like didn't expect him to like try to overtake him. But people were like really mad at Carlos for like blaming a rookie.
I'm sorry.
People are just mad about you. I mean, why be upset when you can just have fun?
I'm sorry. Like these are athletes who want to win, and obviously yeah. like they're not just gonna be like, oh, it's okay, buddy, you did your best,
yeah,
sorry that I got in the way. Like obviously Carlos is pissed because yeah. he's fighting for his chance to stay at Ferrari at this point.
He's driving to survive.
Yeah, there's rumors that he's going to get axed. And so obviously he yeah. needs to accumulate all the points that he can for that team. And why would he assume that Oscar in the shitty McLaren, not really anymore, but like is going to try and overtake him in the Ferrari when yeah. he didn't have the right of way, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't blame Carlos for being mad. And that's not me. That's not just because I'm a Carlos apologist. But like, why are people like, people get so pressed about literally everything.
I just feel like people need to stop being mad about the way that these people react mm-hmm. to everything.
Like, how would you react if you were in that situation?
Right.
Like, be for real, please.
You know, we know that people just like to be mad. People just like to be upset, and we just like to have fun. And that's the difference. There are
but
two,
also, like, you're allowed, like, the drivers are allowed to be mad and upset with each other. Like, doesn't mean that they're going to, like, put hits out for each other. Like,
not like in the North End.
That's why I said it. But, like, I just feel like they're allowed to be upset with one another. Just like you're allowed to be upset with your friends when they do something stupid.
Girl, I get it.
Amen. Retweet.
Inside everyone, there are two wolves. One wolf that likes to be upset and one wolf that likes to have fun. It's the wolf that likes to have fun that
we listen
subscribe
to. 100%.
You know, other things that happened during the race. Lewis was saying that Mercedes porpoising is back. Mm-hmm. And Toto was like, yeah, I think it's our new upgraded floor. So they just, what's it for? Two steps back. So super bummer for them. Hopefully they can figure it out. While Max won and like had a good race, there were a couple things that happened with him. First, him and his engineer just are very funny because they're just like an old married couple. Like people are like, you guys need marriage counseling. Like,
yeah.
It's very funny 100%. To listen to them. Christian was asked about it and he said, Max, quote, would break many race engineers. I was like, yikes. These two guys have been working together for a long time and they have like a very trusting relationship. And like, and I think he even said, he's like, oh, people can joke that they need to get some counseling, but like they just respect each other and they know each other so well that it's fine. But he was like, yeah, Max is very intense and he's an aggressive driver. He would probably break many race engineers. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, some of the quotes out of him this weekend, the engineer was just like, Max, stop being a whiny bitch and just drive.
It was really funny.
Like,
and then he's like, but also don't drive too slow, you pussy.
Yeah,
and Max is like, what if we just do an extra pit stop? And he's like, no, Max.
He's like, you're really not handling your tires very well, mate. Like, do better
next time. At one point, what did he say? Like, please just use your head.
Yeah, he's like, use your head, please. I love the fact that they're able to kind of have that relationship.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm thinking about what? Max being in a romance novel where he falls in love with his race engineer. And they just have this like witty banter over.
It's like in that one, remember that one F1 romance novel we read and the ending is she gets on the.
That's Dirty Air. That's.
No, it's not.
Coddled.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No, I'm thinking of the one.
Scottish one?
I think so. And she gets on, and it's in Austin, and she gets on the radio at the end and is like telling him what to do because the tires were like going to blow up. Remember, she was like a tire analyst and she like uncovered a secret plot that like all the tires are going to blow up. And then she asked him to marry her on the radio, like while he's racing.
God,
and I was just like,
yes,
Okay, yeah.
On him, so that's what that just reminded me of.
That's exactly what it would be. But, like, obviously, Max, in the early days, like, she doesn't, like, Christian says, oh, he would break a lot of people. Yeah. Like, she comes in after a series of failed race engineers, and they've all quit, and they've just, you know, not been able to handle him, and she comes in and really just, like, steps on his throat, and she's like...
Oh, no, this wasn't the Scottish one. Because the Scottish one, she came in and she was his publicist after a string of failed publicists. Right. The one I'm thinking of is the girl that they were childhood, like they were dating in high school and then they broke up and then they like hadn't talked forever. And then she got a job at the race team that he worked at. And it like turned out that like his mom or her mom hated him because her mom cheated on her dad with his dad, but then also his mom cheated on his dad with her dad. They just like I can't remember which one it was. I think it was the same series, like it was the same author, same like kind of universe of that, but it was and then they were like a childhood sweethearts and they got back together and
I'm screaming. Yeah, it wouldn't be that bad. It would actually be good.
That's the one where she gets on the. That's one where she gets on the radio. At the end and proposes to him while he's racing in a race.
Yeah, that's how it would go. And
so it'd be a combo.
Yeah,
it'd be a combo. The combination Pizza Hut, Taco Bell of those two stories for Max.
Yeah, enemies to friends to lovers.
Enemies to colleagues to friends to lovers. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yes, love. anyways, also something that happened to Max this weekend is that his trophy was broken yet again.
Saw that.
Hysterical. It was the pit board, like, they were all running away from the champagne after they took their photo and the pit board just kind of, like, fell.
Which, you know what, I was watching that and I was like, why do they all run away?
Because they're like, we don't want to get wet. Ha ha, this is funny.
It's just kind of like, let someone else win then if you don't want to celebrate, you know? It's kind of like takes the fun out of it. I'm over Max and Christian running away from the champagne from the showers, you know?
I get it. The anthem.
The anthem.
We have to talk about the anthem. Oh, my
God.
It was the cape of it all.
It was the cape. It was the sunglasses. It was just him in general. It's the anthem itself, like the actual like lyrics and beat of the anthem. It was all of the drivers trying not to break and laugh. It was the slow pan to Alonso where he's like, am I dreaming? Is everyone else seeing what I'm seeing?
He's looking at Lando and someone tweeted and they were like, they're like, the best thing that could have happened here. And just thank God that Lando did not look at Alonso because it would have been over for all of them.
Yeah. Yeah. What? Can you imagine if they had put Danny and Lando next to each other too? Like, I feel like that also would have been a nightmare.
Chaos.
Lewis is listening to a different song. He's not even paying attention to the anthem. He's vibing to a song playing on his AirPods. What song do you think he was listening to?
His own.
He was listening. Yeah, he was.
Lewis is the type of guy to listen to his own music and vibe to it. Lewis is me whenever I'm listening to something. And I'm like, damn, this playlist is so good. And then I look and it's one that I made. And I'm like, once again, I have incredible taste.
He's just like simply vibing in his own world. And I'm like, is that even allowed? Like, you're allowed to just like disregard the national anthem of the country that you're in and listen to whatever you want on your AirPods.
Someone gave him the heads up of what was about to go down. They're like, this man is being put here for the sole purpose of just distracting you.
Like they're like,
psyching you out before this race.
Don't listen. It's actually just a personal message from Kim Kardashian telling Lewis that she's really proud of him. And
it's a cameo. Angela got a cameo from Kim.
I'm screaming. That's so funny. It was just kind of a chaotic mess. But like, I wish more people had not held it together. Like, I feel like it could have been really, really funny.
It's like when you watch SNL. And you're like, I wish they would break more. Like, it's so much funnier when they break.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's summer break finally. So, might be. He's skinny, dude. He's Ryu. And he has a bun.
He looks small, though.
I don't know. That's why he's turning around. He's just putting something in the mailbox. Guys, live update. There's a man putting something in the mailbox, and my mom really wants Nicole to marry my neighbor.
As if he is, we're not yelling.
My mom really wants Nicole to date and marry our next door neighbor, but we've never seen
him. No one
him,
has seen him.
We kind of thought that she made him up.
Okay.
Do we think that's him?
Hey, are you Jake? That is me, Zach.
Hey, are you Jake? He's like, no.
Jake from State Farm?
Oh, he's so skinny, dude. That is, man is for you.
Yeah, I could change him. I could fix him.
Into what?
I don't know. I don't like his posture, you know? He's not standing up straight. Apparently, he is pretty handy, though. So, I do like that.
We do like that. Anyways, back to F1.
It's summer break.
It's summer break, finally. Guys, TBD. Nicole and I might also go on a little summer break because I don't know if you've noticed, but the past few weeks we've said we didn't know what to talk about today. We've still had some stuff to talk about, but I think that, you know, everyone, the drivers deserve a couple weeks off. And I would like to say, I think we deserve a couple weeks off.
Considering we have put out a podcast every single episode since January 1, or like every single week since January 1, I think you and I can take it 2 weeks off.
I think so.
Yeah. Unless anything major happens and that, you know, deserves a quick little mini-sode, I think we're probably going to take a little summer break too, because we need to rest and recharge. We need
these batteries depleted.
Yeah.
Need to be recharged real bad. But we'll be back better than ever. You guys know that. So just so you guys know, that's just a little PSA.
That's just a PSA.
PSA. We might take a break. Not for good. Not like One Direction.
No. This is not a 18-month hiatus. This is a 2-week break.
This is 2 weeks.
Because we also have to plan for Italy, guys. We gotta get prepped. We gotta get it right. Gotta get it tight. Gotta
be at the gym instead of recording this podcast.
Exactly.
Okay. Big F1 news. Let's talk about it. I'm ready to talk about Otmar.
Yeah, so, we gotta give it to Otmar. The Otmar of it all.
So just 1 week after the Alpine CEO Laurent Rossi was fired, team principal Otmar Szafnauer was also let go less than 2 years into his tenure as team principal, despite his success last year, because they had a pretty good season last year, and his really great reputation. Like, people love Otmar. They also fired the Enstone sporting director, Alan Permain, and chief technical officer Pat Fry left to join Williams. So it's like a big exodus.
Going down.
It's an absolute exodus over there. And then a couple of fun facts from the article that I was reading is that since 2016, Alpine and also Renault, like when it was Renault, so like this team itself have had 14 principals and 8 drivers. And in fact, the team have made at least one change to their driver lineup every year between 2016 and 2021 before changing it again for 2023.
That's crazy. So but only 2021, 2022 was it the same.
Yeah. So Alpine's former special advisor and Formula One legend, Alain Prost, he worked with the team since 2017, and left, just decided to leave on his own accord before the 2022 season. Hated it there. Said he, like, he accused the team of having no respect, and he implied that Laurent Rossi, who was fired a couple weeks ago, he adopted a culture of blame, scapegoating, and fear rather than taking reasonable measures to work with the personnel to improve. So I don't know if anyone knows, but back, I believe when they put Rossi in place, or maybe it was Otmar, I think it was Rossi, they have this like 100 race plan, and they basically are like, in 100 races, we'll be ready to like fight for world championship.
Yeah.
And they like gave themselves, they have this whole like 100 race plan, kind of like a 5-year plan for anyone else. So they asked, someone asked Cyril about it, and Cyril was like, and he said that he thinks that plan is flawed. And he was like, I just don't understand like why 100 races, like why not 80, why not 120? Like, and then he was saying he thinks that they are, like, the plan is flawed, and he agreed with, like Otmar and people that have recently been fired, and what they've said, where they've said, like, change takes time, and especially, like, you put people in somewhere, and you can't expect it to just change overnight. Like, it takes time once you've put people in places, like people in place to get things to change the way that you want them. Right. Like you have to give it time, and they just keep like not allowing for that time. And so they just kind of like keep resetting the clock as they're trying to get to this 100 races rather than like doing something and like actually working to make it work in the long term.
I mean, as Otmar said, as he always says, as he's notoriously known for saying, you can't impregnate 9 women and expect to have a baby in 1 month. Like, that's just not how it works.
That is like the most unhinged quote. And I hate that he's like, as I'm known for saying.
As
like,
Why do you always say that?
Like, yeah, like, when are you saying that all the time? Where did you hear this? Did you make it up?
It's like, yeah, you know, the age-old saying. I say this all of the time. It is.
I'm going to start saying it. I'm just saying that just out of pocket to people. Everyone would be like, what? But it's actually funny because it made me think of when Danny left Renault and Cyril said pretty much the same thing. He was like, Danny signed on for like us and we had given him this like 5-year, probably 100 race plan of like what we're going to do. And he signed on for the long-term like vision
To help build the team.
And then he like left before we could even like get close. And like, that's why Cyril was so upset about it.
Yeah.
Anyways, so that's Otmar. That's Alpine. So TBD on what's going to go on. However, I did also hear that Martin Brundle was talking about maybe Binotto, Mattia Binotto replacing Otmar. But like the quote, I really just pulled this because the quote of what he said is just giving us. It's just giving TG1F5s. He said, this is a funny old place. And as you know, you can start a rumor just for fun and see how quickly it comes back to you as a fact. But it's not out of the question. And I said, that's
true. My man. Martin, you get it.
You can start a rumor just for fun and see how quickly it comes back to you as fact. That's us every week.
Every week.
So that made me chuckle.
LOL.
It gave me a little giggle today as I was researching. Another big piece of news is that all the F1 drivers have been talking about the wet tires and basically being like, they're useless. Like they're not even needed anymore. And Pirelli has come out and been like, yeah, we agree. Because, I mean, everyone's just kind of calling them safety car tires now because F1 is like moving into like looking at the rain and the danger not in like driving conditions but more visibility and so they said and I didn't want to paraphrase this because I didn't, it's like a little more technical and so I wanted to actually get it right, so I copied the quote and I'll read it out loud. So quote, it's from Pirelli, quote, if the idea is to continue to look for a device that is able to reduce the spray and therefore give drivers the possibility to run in full wet conditions, we have to keep the two products, inters and full wets. But if the full wet tire is used only behind the safety car, I agree with drivers that at the moment it is a useless tire. So we have to decide which is the direction we want to take for the future in order to develop the product that is needed for Formula One. And I think that's very fair. He's just like, you don't need this tire if it's just going to be behind the safety car, because like you can use literally like probably any other tire. But if they're actually going to be like racing, they're, I guess they're working on new things, kind of not like the Halo, but like in that vicinity to kind of reduce the
They're putting spray. Like basically covers over the back tires kind of to help reduce the spray. I saw kind of a rendition of that earlier.
So if they can do that, so if they can do that and they reduce the spray so that they can like see as they're driving in the rain, then they would keep the inters and the wets because then they'd actually be able to use them and they wouldn't just need a safety car every time it gets to that point.
Right.
You know what? Pirelli's just trying to figure out the art of racing in the rain. That's what Pirelli's trying to do.
That's what Pirelli is trying to do. And maybe one day they'll get it right.
Maybe one day. Another thing we're hoping that one day gets it right. Formula Academy has some new news.
Very exciting.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke or a Dr. Pepper. This stuff is kind of bussing.
I know. Now that I've had a little bit more, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I'd really like it on ice.
Yeah.
It tastes like a milkshake.
Yeah.
So Formula Academy announced that as of next year, all 10 F1 teams will have a car and a driver participating in Formula Academy. So they will all have to have a woman driver that they're putting on the grid, and they'll all be backing a team. I think this year, I think there's like four F1 teams or something like that.
Something like that.
So I think there's 15 cars on the Formula Academy grid. I could be wrong here. That's why we need Susie to come on and teach us all about it. But I believe that there's 15 cars on the F1 Academy grid. So 10 of them will be affiliated with F1 teams. And also those will be affiliate drivers. Mm-hmm. And then the other 5 cars will be like something else.
Right.
But really exciting to see the F1 teams get more like intricately involved.
And I mean, that was the main goal from the start to begin with. Right.
Was so like, it's nice to see like such quick
progress. They're sticking to the word. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's not like, yeah, we're going to do that in like 2026.
Right.
But it's like the next year they're doing that. So right. Really exciting. Can't wait to see what happens with that. And then the last piece of like big F1 news that I want to talk about is that Haas might be Alfa Romeo next
year.
That's
crazy.
Which feels nuts. So Gunther confirmed that they've had initial talks with Alfa Romeo because Alfa Romeo's partnership with Sauber is over after this year. And as we know, Sauber really wants to join up with Audi, mm-hmm. and Audi's ready to get into F1 in 2026.
Right.
So everyone just kind of assumed that they might like renew their partnership for a couple of years.
Yep.
But Alfa Romeo might be looking for something a little more long term than staying with Sauber. So it sounds like they might be talking to Haas about that, which is interesting. And I'm wondering if Sauber might just be Sauber again, like go back to being Sauber F1 team for like 2 years until Audi's in.
Which would be so good for Haas. Wow, Gunther?
Redemption arc, like he's just to the moon.
He's doing the damn thing.
And you know what? This is a good testament to what Otmar was saying about change takes time. Mm-hmm. Because Gunther has been put through the ringer
for years, and he's had this plan. He's been working. He's been building the relationships. He's been schmoozing. Mm-hmm. He's been wheeling and dealing. He's been talking to people. And look, time, it's paying off.
Yep. And like Omar and everyone says, it doesn't happen overnight. Mm-hmm. It's a long game. And Gunther's making it happen. And you know we stan Gunther on this podcast so hard. He's our ultimate girl boss. And we respect his hustle so much. And so I would be psyched to see
absolutely
Gunther pull Alfa Romeo.
I wish I could talk to Gunther about it.
I know. That would be sick. Maybe one day.
Maybe we will. Who knows?
Manifest minute.
Hold on. All right. I'm moving on to drivership.
Let's get into it.
But, I mean, the Martin Garrix supremacy just continues. We talked about it last week. And then immediately, summer break had barely even begun. Lando and Max were like,
they said the race is over. We're flying directly
to Martin's side. And they were at Tomorrowland. So now we do have a new plan, guys.
Yeah, we do have a new plan. New plan of action.
We would really like to go to Tomorrowland at one point. Mm-hmm. We're not really rave girlies, but like we want to try it out.
Experience it.
We do love the movie Ibiza.
Yeah, we love it.
So we are like trying to have our own Ibiza moment. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'll take Martin Garrix instead of Rob Stark's character, I guess. I'll be married, but
I'll take him.
You can have him. I'll be the friend.
Yeah.
So we decided that we would love to go there, and mm-hmm. that's where Lando and Max and Martin were. So our new plan is we have to infiltrate F1. We're on the way.
We're on our way
to doing that. Yeah. And once we infiltrate F1, odds are we're meeting Martin Garrix. He's everywhere.
One way or another.
It's almost a guarantee. It's almost like when you sign up, that's your perk.
Yeah.
Like, oh, sign up for the gym and you get like 1 month free or something. It's like infiltrate F1 and you automatically are friends with Martin Garrix. So
you get to be side stage at one Martin Garrix concert of your choice.
You and 3 friends. So obviously, once we infiltrate F1, we'll become friends with Martin, and then we'll get Martin to invite us to Tomorrow World.
Yeah, Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland.
So clearly, it's just 3 easy steps.
The nice thing about this is that we've broken it up into attainable chunks.
Yeah.
And this is like one step in front of the other.
Yeah, one foot in front of the other.
Where it's bite-sized chunks, easy to do.
So if you see us as a part of the Martin Garrix cult, mind your business. Mind your business. And
we are also chokeholded in a chokehold by Martin Garrix.
Mind your business.
We already told you it was happening.
Yeah, and we wanted it to happen, okay? So
we'll never join the Salt Bae Clan, though.
No.
We're not doing that.
If we, okay, here's how you know that we're in trouble. Mm. If we're ever at a Salt Bae restaurant or we ever put up on our story, oh my God, we love Salt Bae so much, you know we're being held hostage.
Guns to our head.
We're,
call help.
Please call the United Nations, call the U.S. Army Reserves, whoever you need to call, Joe Biden. Get I don't know.
To the U.S. Embassy somewhere.
Please
get
help.
Get to the consulate.
But if you see a side stage at Martin Garrix, know okay. that we're okay and we've and willingly that, gone.
We've gone willingly. We are not being held hostage by Martin Garrix. No. But if we ever say something good about Salt Bae, he's got the salt right above us.
Yeah.
And he said this is actually anthrax.
He's going to rub it right in our wounds.
He's Salt Bae-ing anthrax on us. Just we're done for.
Someone asked in the DMs, and like, who do you think is next to fall prey to, like, who's next on Martin Garrix's list of F1 drivers to pull into his cult? And they're like, which of the rookies?
Who of the rookies? I just like young drivers. Yeah.
I said I feel like Logan's a, like,
Logan
feels like a prime
Logan's
suspect.
From Florida. Yeah. Logan is there.
Like, Logan's a white dude from Florida.
He's been to Ultra.
Yeah.
So sure. He's going to Electric Daisy. He's like, I'm ready for Tomorrowland with Martin.
Yeah, so I just feel like he's like, yeah. He's in the wings waiting to be noticed by Martin Garrix. He's like,
he's waiting for his turn. Like, he's prepping his resume.
He has the same course mm-hmm. and plan of action as he said, I have to infiltrate Formula One.
Yeah, actually, Logan Sargeant's end game was not to be an F1 driver. It's actually to be able to go to Tomorrowland with Martin Garrix.
So,
surprise! And that's why he got onto Williams with Alex Albon, because he knows that Alex Albon is best friends with Lando, mm-hmm. and then Lando is friends with Martin Garrix. So he's like, through yeah. the process of osmosis,
right, exactly.
he's well on his way to step number two of right. the three-step plan.
100%.
And I wish him the best of
luck. Yeah, but he's going to be upset when we achieve that dream before him. Yeah, so Logan, you better hitch yourself to our wagon, because we're
on our way.
We're on our way.
This is the Amazing Race. Did you want to have versus Logan? Who can get to Tomorrowland with Garrix faster? And he has no idea he's playing.
It's like Saw.
Do you want to play a game?
Do you want to play a game?
I feel like Saw every time we play one of these like what if games, and we just like have this little, we're like puppeteers, or we're like, hey guys, do you want to play a game? It's called going to the beach for the day. Yeah, and we're gonna tell you all what to do.
Drivers, and we're telling them what to do. Oh my God, you know what we should do?
What?
No. Okay, I'm doing this when I get home. I'm gonna create a Sims world
yes.
with all F1 drivers.
Yes.
And then we're gonna I'm Play gonna design them. Little yeah. Design little houses, and then if they do bad that week, then I trap them in the pool or I lock them in the basement.
I'm dead.
Yeah. That's what I'm gonna do.
And then we can get back on Twitch and live stream.
Oh my God, instead of recording the podcast, I'm just gonna go on Twitch and you guys can watch me create the F1 driver community.
And it's like Animal Hustles, and they have like the bunny cams. Everyone like shakes the creek and you can watch them. We just keep it live streamed to our Sims channel all the time so people can see what's up with them. They're like,
and I'll make little wags.
And yes. Then you can make the X-Wags Club.
X-Wags Club. Okay. You guys, I'm actually doing this.
I can't wait to live with you next week and do this with you, like sit around a computer. It's like in middle school when you would go over someone's house and you would go to their computer room.
Yeah.
Because there was only one, like, desktop computer right. in the whole house, and it would be like, well, this is my house, so I get to be on the computer, and all your friends would just like watch
yeah,
you play a game.
Yeah,
100%.
Okay, amazing. I can't wait.
I'm psyched.
Wow. Okay.
Anyways, stay tuned.
That's crazy that we went from Martin Garrix, Logan Sargeant, Saw, live streaming Sims.
It's how these brains work.
Our minds are a beautiful place. Don't question them.
Eternal sunshine of the spotless mind.
Also, broken brain syndrome. The Ferrari meme.
We need to talk about it. Because there was no context to what that was supposed to be.
Yeah.
There was not. They didn't have anything in there that like would point to The Last of Us.
I mean, if you had known the meme, like I was like, I know this is a recognizable meme, but I thought it was Brokeback Mountain.
We all did. Everyone thought that was Brett. It was just two men leaning wistfully against the distance.
Some mountains in the background.
And it was Brokeback Mountain.
This is giving Brokeback Mountain. Is this a scene from Brokeback Mountain? And I Googled Brokeback Mountain memes. Didn't come up. And then I was like, where would this be from? And then I said, maybe it's The Last of Us. And I Googled The Last of Us. And I said, okay, there it is. But I was just like, that would have been so out of pocket for them to do a Brokeback Mountain meme. But also everyone was like, this is the version of Brokeback Mountain that we need.
100%. 100%. It was a really unhinged social post from them. Like, I just feel like there was no mention of, like, The Last of Us. There was no, like, I don't know. There was just nothing called. And they, like, put the faces over it too much. Where, like, you changed that a lot.
And it was very, and, like, the meme is also about having a panic attack. So, like, I get it. But also, like, didn't really feel relevant. It was them kind of looking wistful, but I feel like we could have used that in a different meme. But you know what? I'm not mad about it. I just got a good giggle out of it because 100%. I was like, wow, they really went balls to the wall on this meme and they made them Brokeback Mountain. That's incredible. It was
hysterical. Okay, let's play a game. Let's play Saw. Hey, you want to play a game? It's time.
This is now, the fun segment is now just called the Saw Basement.
Yes. Every week, the Saw Basement. Okay. It's the TJ1F Basement. And that's where we just play with
their little dolls.
Okay, so what we're going to do, so we talked a little bit about my bachelorette party earlier in this episode and all of the camp games that we did. So what we're going to do is Nicole and I are going to draft teams. Because at my bachelorette, we were divided into the purple team and the blue team, and we did all of the events, and, you know, each event, there, like, one team would win, and so at the end of the day, the blue team ended up winning and everything. So Nicole and I are going to, like, straight up gym class draft teams from the F1 drivers to create our team, and then we're going to go through all of the games that we played this weekend and decide whose team would win.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you planned the bachelorette and it was so wonderful. I'll let you choose first. You can have first draft pick.
Okay, are you going to
write them down? I'm going to write them down.
Lewis.
I am going to choose Botas.
Okay, Danny.
I'm going to go Max.
I'll take Carlos.
Okay, I'm going to go Pierre.
K-Mag.
I'll do Charles.
Checo.
I'm going Alonzo.
Lance.
Yuki.
Logan.
Ando.
Alex.
I'll go George.
I'll take Nico.
I'll do Joe.
So who's left? Oscar and Esteban?
Yeah.
I'll take Esteban.
Oscar. Okay. So Team Kate is Valtteri Bottas, Max Verstappen, Pierre Gasly, Charles Leclerc, Fernando Alonso, Yuki Tsunoda, Lando Norris, George Russell, Zhou Guanyu, and Oscar Piastri.
And Team Nicole is Lewis Hamilton, Daniel Ricciardo, Carlos Sainz, Kevin Magnussen, Sergio Perez, Lance Stroll, Logan Sargeant, Alex Albon, Nico Hülkenberg, and Esteban Ocon. Sorry, sometimes I forget their last names because I'm like...
I know. But sometimes also other of them, I only know their last names and I forget their first names. Very funny. Okay, so first up, let's just go in order for how we played them on Saturday. So the first thing we did was... cornhole, also called bags.
No, we did three-legged race first.
So three-legged race. So choose two people from your team or four people from your team that
we did a baton.
Baton. Okay, let's see.
I'm picking Alex and Esteban because they're the same height and build.
Nice.
That's for them. And then my closers are going to be K-Mag and Checo.
Oh, I like that. Okay. I'm going to do Pierre and Charles
because
they're like best friends and I just feel like they're very in sync. So like I feel like they can communicate very well. So they'll be first. And then my closers are going to be, for some really weird reason, I want to put Max and Bottas together.
Okay.
I don't know why. I feel like also maybe similar height and build. Like they just feel like they both just, I think, are going to very focus on winning. They'll be ready to go. I don't know who would win out of that.
I don't know. It's hard.
I kind of feel like your team is going to win that one. I don't know. I feel like you have like the height.
Yeah. The gate.
You have the gate. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Esteban and Alex is giving Victoria and Riley just being insane.
100%.
Hundo P. Okay, next up is cornhole.
AKA bags.
AKA bags.
AKA, for anyone who may not live in the United States, it's basically a game where you throw bean bags onto a board that has a hole in it, and you just want to try and get them in the hole or on the board. Who's your team?
I'm going to do Pierre and Yuki.
Okay. I think I'm going to do Logan and Lance.
Feels right.
Feels right. Because I feel like bags is a very American game, and yeah. I feel like they're kind of American bro-y enough. And I know Lance is Canadian, but still kind of vibes.
Yeah.
And I feel like they've definitely played this game before.
I'm going to do, like, Pierre, I feel like, is always doing those, like, hand-eye coordination things. Mm-hmm. So I feel like he's going to be really good at, like,
his aim is
going to be really good. And then I just feel like Yuki doing it with him is hysterical. Like,
yeah.
And I feel like they're very competitive with each other. So yeah. I think they'll push each other very well on this.
I'm trying to remember, like, who was actually pretty good when they did, like, basketball. Like, the
who
was good at the NBA stuff, because I feel like that could translate decently.
I think no one.
Yeah, I think that's the answer, unfortunately. Who do you think's winning?
Your team again. I think you drafted a good team for these activities, but your team just having the American Canadian advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, next is dizzy bat.
Yes.
So spinning around a bat, getting pitched three balls, and then flipping cups.
Yep.
You can't say Logan for all of these because
no, just I'm not. American. No, I'm going to pick different people. I'm picking different people for each of the games. So okay. I'm trying to think strategically about like which games are going to be good at.
I'm just like, Logan obviously has played all of these games because he's American.
Don't
like
worry.
Us.
I'm playing fair. Well, okay. So technically on this game, everyone played. So who do you think would be the best?
Like our just teams in general?
Yeah.
Okay. I think my team has an advantage. Because I don't have anyone, like, super tall other than George. And the tall people really struggled with it because it's hard for them to get head to bat on the ground. I have a lot of, like, the shorties.
Yeah.
So I feel like my team is going to go pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And I also feel like
I think where it could come down, though, is your team good at flipping cups?
I think Lando's going to be the weak link here. Because I just don't think he's going to be able to chug his drink very fast. And I think that he's going to, like, want to give up on the flip cup.
I think Esteban's maybe my weakest link in this on this team in this game.
I would agree with that. He's so lanky.
Yeah. I just feel like he's probably not very good at it. But I feel like Lewis is competitive enough and is Americanized enough that I feel like at some point he's probably played flip cup.
Yeah.
I believe in that. Danny, 100%.
Crushing
Carlos. Maybe K-Met. Like, I just feel like Esteban's just one of those people where I'm, like, not sure. Nico probably could. For some reason, I have this vision in my mind that Nico's actually pretty bro-y.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
And I feel like he's down with the drinking games.
Yes. I think on my team, Botas obviously has his own gin brand. Like, he's chugging. Mm-hmm. He's good. He's ready to go. He also loves all different sports. Like, mm-hmm. he's, like, cycling. He's played hockey.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like he's going to be really good at the baseball portion. Yeah. Pierre Broey definitely can just – he's just going to vibe. Yeah. He's going to be in on it. Charles, unsure. Unsure, but I think he's going to do his best.
Uh-huh.
Alonso, I'm
100%. I feel really good about Alonso.
I feel really good about Alonso. I think he's absolutely chugging. He's going to be like Carly, chugging his drink in like 1 second – only one spin on the bat.
Yeah, easy.
Like, he's going to be so...
Skull open, he's done.
Yeah. Yuki, I think, is going to be a very low-key...
Sleeper pick
on this one, because he's also so low to the ground that the bat's going to be super easy on him. I feel really good about him.
I'll give you this win.
Thank you. Lando, definitely my
win. I'll give you the win.
On Dizzy Bat, for sure.
Next up, we play Stack Cup.
I don't even know how to play this game still, so I don't think I'd be good at it.
I think
you got all the bro-y people.
Yeah.
You got the bro-iest of the bros for this.
Well, that's why I picked strategically, because I was like, we played a lot of drinking games, and which of the grid feels confident in their drinking abilities. And so, I think I'm taking home the cake. And
I think you're taking it. Yeah. I think I, however, might take the cake on beer pong.
Okay.
because I forgot about this, but I do have Charles and Pierre.
Would you match up for your beer pong?
Charles and Pierre for sure, because they love basketball. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they probably play together. Like, they don't do it all the time, but I feel like, and they both play like pickleball. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like they have like the hand-eye coordination for a beer pong that would like be really good. I think Yuki, again, sleeper pick. Mm-hmm. I just feel like he'd be really good at this. Oscar's Australian, so I just feel like that he's played this. Like, mm-hmm. it just feels like something that he's done. So I think I would do probably Oscar and Yuki, maybe. I don't know. I think my team would be, like, sneaky good at this because we have a bunch of, like, basketball fans. Also, Joe mm-hmm. loves basketball, so yeah. I feel like he's probably, like, really good.
I think my top-tier team would be Danny and Logan.
Yeah, 100%.
Danny and Logan would go to the finals,
yeah,
I think. I would pair Carlos and Checo together.
Okay. Yep. Love
that. I think I would do Lance and Lewis.
I like that.
And K-Mag and Nico, and then Esteban and Alex, I feel like would be my weakest links.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I'm doing Pierre and Charles, Bottas and Joe, because they, I feel like, can communicate really well. And I think that if Bottas isn't good at the throwing, Joe will kind of pick up the slack there. I'm doing Yuki and Oscar, George and Lando, and Alonso and Max.
Perfect. I don't know who's going to win that one.
That's a bracket.
That's so a bracket. It's hard. It's hard to speculate on who would win. I feel like we both have two super good pairings on that. Who would take it to the finals, and it would be anybody's guess who would win. Charades.
Yeah, charades. I don't know, I feel like my team is going to win charades. I think I don't feel good
about my team in terms of like
mind games.
Like, I feel like they're better off at the physical aspect and the drinking games.
I have a bunch of really good friends on mine where I feel like that's when you can like mind to mind connections are very big on my team.
If Danny and Max were on the same team, I think that would be a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take charades.
All right, I'll give you charades.
And then the last one was trivia. But it's about me and Nick, but I think it just in general trivia. Bottas knows really weird facts, so that's a good sign for me.
I don't think my team would win trivia. I don't feel positive that this group of people could really pull it together. I mean, I got Carlos, Bimbo King, Danny's dumb. Lewis could maybe carry the team. Checo and Lance might.
I'm sorry, I have George.
Yeah.
I have George.
Yeah.
I have George. And you know George is trivia master.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I also have Charles, who wins a lot of the C-squared things about, like, trivia stuff.
100%.
So I'm feeling good that I got trivia. I think we might have tied.
Did we get them all? Oh, we didn't do water balloon toss.
I think, like I said, for charades, weirdly, mind connections are really big on my team that I feel like they would do pretty well. I think my team would do pretty well with the mind, because there's partners, there's team members.
It's got to be trusting.
Yeah.
I guess I'll give it to you.
I kind of think we tied. I think our team's tied.
Yeah. Again, I think it's hard because we can't really know until we know. So
we can't really know until we build our Sims world and we make them do these
exactly
things.
Exactly. Until we run the simulation, we won't
until
know.
They come to Camp TG1F in 2 years and we make them all do this.
Like, we'll just never know.
We'll never know.
Well, thanks for playing our little saw game.
Was really fun. The TG1F basement strikes again. All right, a quick little short little
girls room. But this is important.
So there is a rumor, and apparently Ted Kravitz gave away the fact that Tiffany and Valtteri are engaged, allegedly.
T.
So I didn't see this, so take this with a couple grains of salt. But apparently on a broadcast somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't remember where. But yes, in the Discord. Somewhere, like on a broadcast, they're talking about like drivers going off for summer break. And he was like, oh yeah. And Valtteri Bottas is like off on vacation with his fiance, Tiffany Cromwell. And everyone was like, hold up, what? And I looked at photos of her from the weekend. She's not wearing a ring. So I don't know, maybe they're like keeping it secret or something. But
maybe it was a misfire. Maybe he didn't mean it, but
yeah, maybe he just like for misspoke. Maybe he just assumed because like I don't know. I feel like they're like married. Oh, like a married couple. Like they act like
yeah, 100%.
Maybe he misspoke, but I mean, I wish it was true. I hope it's true.
Hope it's true. Maybe they're on vacation to get married. Maybe they're eloping.
That's so them.
A dream. Yeah.
That's so them.
Yeah.
They would definitely elope in like.
Especially because he already did the big wedding.
And they would like bike to like the top of a mountain and do it there. Like they'd do something very cool. Okay. Love. I mean, I really hope so. An update on the ex-Wags club. Mm-hmm. Louisa, Lando's ex, Louisa, went to an event over the weekend and she wore one of the pieces from Issa's new collection. And like tagged her and it was like cute. The most incredible like outfit. Like, thank you so much, Issa Hernández. And Issa commented and I was like, whoa, loving this. Loving this.
The Carlando Wags.
They're so powerful. and then in terms of girls that were at spa, we had Lily, Tiffany, and also Max's mom and sister were there. And it just, I had to put this on here because it just never ceases to amaze me that she gave birth to her brother.
their genes are so strong.
Baby Luca is Max.
Yeah.
It's scary. It is scary.
It's definitely his mini-me for sure.
Like incredible.
Yeah, for sure. It's really cute though. I mean, he's so cute. A cutie patootie.
But I was like, oh my God, this is nuts. Like him holding that baby, I was like, I am seeing double.
Yeah.
It was nuts. All right. Let's do a mini minute.
I'll take this one.
Okie doke.
So we got one from a.
We had a bunch this week.
We did.
We had a bunch. So everyone, if you sent them in, we will be getting to you over the next couple weeks. Maybe not. We'll see if maybe we need to do like just like a mini-sode of just a couple manifests.
Yes.
If they're like super urgent, but we will be getting to yours if we don't do it today. So please just be patient.
Yes. So. We got one from Katie.
Okay.
And Katie says, hi, my best friend and I got into F1 this year / last year, and we binge all of your podcasts and have truly never related to anyone more. We can't decide who's more Kate and Nicole. It just depends on the day. We have found our people in literally every aspect. Brittany Gallagher, her BFF, is turning 30 on August 17th this year, and she would love to submit a manifest minute / birthday shout out that she will have the best and most fulfilled year yet. 30, flirty, and thriving. Can relate. We're also turning 30 this year. Also, as a side note, that they will be at the Austin Grand Prix and make eye contact with Charles. Just the little things. She says, you all have brought us so much joy. Thanks for always representing and defending the fangirls perfectly. Hope the Bachelorette recovery goes well. So, Brittany, this one is for you from your friend Katie. So if everyone could just join us in closing your eyes, taking a deep breath in, taking a deep breath out, and really just imagining a world in which you and all of your friends are turning 30. It's not scary. It's just another year. You feel finally comfortable in your own skin. You feel confident in the choices that you've made up until this point. And you know that you've made it this far and the future is only going to be better because you're going to be able to make better choices with more knowledge under your belt. You've curated a really great group of friends and your family is, you know, ready to support you on this journey into this next chapter in your life. And Brittany, we hope that you are lucky enough to have a support system that makes you feel confident going into your 30th year. So take a deep breath in, deep breath out, and let's all just go forward with this week and try to be the best versions of ourselves and an idealized version of someone that we would like to be, or at least the person that we thought we would be when we're 30, whether or not you are in your 30s or you're over 30, just really try and be someone that younger you would be proud of this week.
I love that. I love that. And happy birthday.
Yeah.
Brittany.
Happy birthday. 30 is a big one. We're both turning 30 this year. We can't wait. So hopefully you guys will also manifest for us to have a good 30th year.
saying that, and I was like, this feels really personal.
I was like, this is kind of like a little bit about me as well, but also for Brittany.
So this may or may not be the last episode for a couple of weeks. Stay tuned. We'll let you guys know. But
in the meantime,
we'll certainly see you on the internet.
We'll see you on the internet.
Bye.